Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Michael Lindenberger is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Michael is a new friend. He's a mutual friend of our mutual friend, Jennifer Reed Hawthorne, who's introduced us. Michael is a former head of technology for the Peace Corps, former vice president for Accenture. He's been running his own shop, his own world for a while now. Helping people like you and me get organized and speaking and traveling around the world, helping companies and corporations take care of that their day. He's the author of the new book, Master Your Workday Now, and he's our new friend, Michael Lindenberger. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here. Michael, I've taken a poll here of my audience. I asked them just before you got here, raise your hand if you could use a little organization in your workday, and I didn't see any hands that were not raised. So we need your help.
Everybody needs it, don't they? Everybody needs it.
Even the teacher sometimes too, right?
Yeah, that's true. we're all feeling overwhelmed. We're all feeling like there's way too much to do, and email doesn't help, does it? It seems like
right. When
it was invented, we thought it was going to be this thing that was going to help us. I remember that. I don't know.
It has, but it's like everything else. I mean, the automobile has helped us a lot too, but people get hurt in automobiles all the time. Every tool has the downside.
And the downside of email is it makes us busier because we now have more business interactions every day than we ever had before, and we can't turn it off. I mean, in a meeting, a person can look you in the eye and say, hey, can I give them some more? Can I ask them to do some more? But with email, they don't look you in the eye. The email just keeps coming, whether you can take it or not.
Exactly. You're right about that. We all get bogged down in it. And I don't know, you don't look like you have as much gray hair as I do, but I remember when it was all done by telephone or in person.
Or
in the mail.
Yeah.
Literally, if it was an important topic, but you would literally write a letter, put it in the mail, and they would get it when they get it, and you sort of got over the fact that it might be 3 days from now, not instantaneously.
Right. We're so much more busy now, and it's so much easier to write those emails that you can write 5 or 10 in the time it took you previously to write one.
Oh yeah.
So what's
the answer, Michael?
Well, here's the thing. I think that we can get back control. One of the big problems that happens is that people get too much urgency. They feel like once they start to get behind on these things and when they've got too many emails, too many tasks, once they start to get behind on those things, then they feel that everything's urgent because they feel it's all late.
Well, but Michael, it's not just how we feel. I mean, I've had people email me and ask me for a favor these are people I barely know. Maybe I don't even know them. Maybe I sort of have heard of them. They'll email me and ask me for a favor, and 20 minutes later, when I haven't obviously dropped everything and responded to them, 20, 30 minutes later, I get an email, hey, what's the matter? Did you get my email?
Yeah.
I mean, holy mackerel, what are we going to do about that,
Michael? It's out of control, isn't it? So what I say we need to do is to chill out a little bit, get back in control, because if you're running around all the time feeling like everything's urgent, your blood pressure is going to go up, and we become actually less productive. The faster we work, thinking we're going to get ahead of it, we actually become less productive. There's research that shows that our brain chemistry changes, and we're not as smart when we're rushing like that. And so I say let's get control of urgency, and the way to do that is segment your work into three what I call urgency zones.
And when you say work, you're talking about all work, email, phone calls,
everything,
paperwork, projects, whatever.
Yeah, everything. Segment this into three urgency zones. This is so you can get a hold of it. See, what happens is when everything seems urgent and you can't really see what it is, it builds up to 10, 15, 20, sometimes 50 items that you don't know where they are, but you're supposed to do them. You start to get fearful. You start to get frantic.
Mm-hmm.
So just get some clarity. Get some clarity about it. So segment your work into these three urgency zones. The first one is called critical now. That's the first urgency zone.
This must be done immediately.
Immediately. And I mean, you know, basically before the end of the day.
Right.
And the trouble with to-do lists, I'm teaching you how to do a new kind of to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
And the trouble with to-do lists that I see all over when I work with people is that people put too many things on them. They get too big. And they're all on
one list.
Well, hopefully that's at least a good start there, because if they're all spread out, then you can't.
No, but I mean, there's no segmentation.
Yes, exactly.
They're all the same list.
That they're all one long list of to-dos.
Right, right.
And that
becomes overwhelming.
It does. It does. People don't even want to look at their list anymore. It's so overwhelming. So I say, here's how you do it. You do this segmenting and that critical now. And the thing is, you only want about four or five items, no more than four or five critical now items for today. And people have this habit of throwing a lot of things in there just because they're enthusiastic or they think it's, quote, important.
Right, right.
I say you got to use what I call the going home test. The going home test.
Mm-hmm.
Going home test is, would I not go home tonight from work if this item were not completed?
I like that.
It's a test of importance and urgency.
So every time I'm looking, if I'm working on something that is not obviously urgent, I mean, I don't have to do the going home test if it's obviously urgent, right?
Right.
I mean, if it's this is a customer that I know needs this right away, I don't have to do that test. I know what to do with that.
That's right. It's obvious. Yeah.
That's the one where it's almost like you got a shock collar around your neck, and you got to do this one, you know. And then anything other than that, you say, okay, would I stay and not go home to do this? And then what do you do with that?
Well, then you put it on that list, the critical now list. I want no more than four or five items on
right.
there.
Right. If it is something I wouldn't go home for, it becomes critical now.
Oh, if it's something that does not pass that test.
Right.
So you would go home.
Yeah.
Then you put it on the next segment, which I call your opportunity now list.
Right.
And that's the things that you really want to work today. Maybe you want to work tomorrow. Maybe the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to fit them in when you can. But you work on them when you have the opportunity. In between the critical stuff and the things that you're pretty excited about.
All right, so we got the urgent ones that got to be done now, and those are the ones that you must finish today, and then the other ones are the ones you can finish today if you have time, but if you don't, it's not going to take you down.
That's right, and it could be things that you just want to fit in when you can, so
right.
they probably aren't due till tomorrow or the next
right.
day or 3 days. But there's this cutoff that I tell everybody to use, no more than a week. Or
right.
a week and a half out.
If right.
Then
you got the over-the-horizon ones that are way the heck out there.
Yeah.
Hold on to that thought. Michael Lindenberger, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. The book is called Master Your Work Day Now. I'm Jim Blassingame. More to come after these messages.
Goes on day after day.
Little Jerry and the Pacemakers, Ferry Across the Mersey from the Wayback Machine. That's Jerry with a G. I'm Jim Blassingame. That's Jim with a J. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, which you can do right there at the homepage. And also, my blog is there, my knowledge base, archives of past interviews all the way back to when we first started capturing them and archiving them in 99. And so check all that stuff out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Michael Lindenberger is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Master Your Workday Now is his book. Michael, tell us how we can find your book and you.
Well, the best way to get my book, especially today, and the next 2 days, is to go out to my website, masteryourworkday.com. We've got a whole bunch of prizes out there. We're giving away laptops and some other things. So
thank you.
Yeah. So
we like giveaway stuff. We like free stuff here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There'll be a drawing for two laptops and a bunch of free giveaways immediately if you buy. And all you really do is you buy it through Amazon and put the order number in and on my website. And you get this fantastic deal. So masteryourworkday.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And it's a good book, too, by the way, folks. It will help you, as Michael is doing right now. And the previous segment, you talked about the three zones, the three urgency zones to separate our work into. We talked about the critical now, which is the shock collar thing I said, where you got to get it done. You can't go home until you finish it. Then the opportunity now, which you said just go out about maybe a day or a week or whatever. And then the over the horizon. How far is over the horizon?
So over the horizon is a week and a half or more out, and it could be a lot more out. These are the things that I want you to just kind of forget about for at least a week. Put the list in the drawer, close the drawer, and then come back to it Monday morning, look at that list and say, has anything here become more urgent?
Don't deadlines do this for us?
Well, the trouble with deadlines is we set
See, I like deadlines. I work well with deadlines.
Well,
I don't consider that to be, you know, me being, you know, I mean, I don't think I have crisis management around here. Deadlines help me to chronologically organize what I have to do.
Yeah. Deadlines are good. What happens is a lot of people, there's a saying that if you don't put a due date on it, it won't get done.
Right.
The trouble with that saying is that people start to put artificial due dates on things.
And then they stop. Well, I put my own. Well, of course, I say I put my own due dates. But I mean, if I'm giving a speech, for example, in my own work, if I give a speech, and it's a speech that I am customizing for the customer and for the client, it's not exactly right in my wheelhouse. I've got to do some things. I got to do some research and work on that. You know, I I've got a deadline for when I have to deliver it.
That's a real deadline.
But if it's 6 months from now, I don't start working on it today because I got a speech week after next that I have to give.
Exactly.
And so that's how I think that's how I do my three pockets.
And you're doing it the right way, and that's for sure. The nice thing about this over-the-horizon list is that the problem, as I said before, with people's to-do list is they get too long. They throw things on there that they're afraid they'll forget.
That's the problem with too much clutter.
So this removes the over-the-horizon list removes the clutter from the list that you look at every day, and it's a phenomenal way to help you clean up your to-do list.
I like this approach. And folks, I think that of all the things that you said, Mike, the most important is don't clutter up your work that you got to do today, because what that does, especially some people now I can look at a bunch of stuff and sort of triage it and not let it overwhelm me if I see all this other stuff. Some people can't do that. Some people, if they got a lot of stuff in front of them, even though half of it's not due for a year, it still drives them nuts.
Yeah.
It still bogs them down.
Right.
And it creates inertia too, doesn't it?
It does. It does. It creates this fog, this mental fog, because you can't figure out what to focus on.
Right, right.
And fear, because you're afraid there's things you're forgetting.
So, folks, some people probably need to come up with your three approaches, your three different urgency zones, Mike, and literally put two of them out of the way for a moment. I mean, not even have them in front of them.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. Well, definitely carry the critical now list around with you all day. Look at it at least every hour, because those are the things that are going to prevent you from going home, and those are the things that are going to cause what I call UFOs.
Go ahead. What is that?
A UFO is an unnecessary freakout.
As opposed to the very necessary freakouts,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
That's the shock collar one, folks. That's when they put the customer puts the shock collar on you. Okay, what are some other things we can do to get our workday mastered?
Well, one of the things I think we should talk about email, because email is such a huge problem these days, and there are some simple solutions. Once you get that three-zone to-do list in place, and you can do that in paper, you can do it on a word processing document, you can do it in Outlook. Once you get that in place, then you've got half of your email system. Solution in place, believe it or not, because I feel that the reason emails get out of control is because of the actions that are buried in those emails that we leave in our inbox.
Right.
We don't know what to do with them, and so we leave them in our inbox.
And we get lots of stuff in during the day that we didn't ask for, we didn't know we were going to get.
Right.
We need to respond, but, I got this shot collar on this other project.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So that's the problem is you and I make up these lists, but other people drop into our list, don't they?
Well, they do. They do. And so what I say is, just like with tasks, with email, use the three-zone approach and identify whether the email has to be acted on today or whether you would like to work on it today or whether you can put it off a week and a half.
And most email clients have the urgency capability, don't they, that you can attribute?
Well, you can, but I like people to actually move it out.
And move it out. Put it over in another folder.
Well, put it into the task list. Make a notation in the task list.
Manage
it like a task. Now,
I like that.
If it's simply a reply, then just flag it and reply to it later in the day. But if it's a real task, a real action, write it in your task list. It's a task.
I got to wrap it up. Michael Lindenberger. Michael, will you come back another day?
I would love to.
We'll get you back again real soon. Master Your Workday Now is the book. Find it at his website. Hey, Michael, thanks for being here. See you next time.
Jim.
Quick break. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
On a hard day's night, she was hanging on Johnny, he was holding.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.